From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, August 7th. The Park Fire continues to burn actively on its eastern perimeter in the Mill Creek drainage. CAL FIRE said the fire was expected to remain active last night due to high temperatures and no humidity recovery. The agency says crews continue to engage offensively in parts of the fire when it's possible to build direct lines, reinforce lines, and mop up. Repopulations are occurring where it's safe to do so. Multiple evacuation orders and warnings were reduced recently in Butte, Shasta, and Tehama counties. Officials ask residents to remain diligent while crews and equipment continue working in these areas. The fire is now over 420,000 acres in size and remains 34% contained. And for those affected by the Park Fire, the Butte County Local Assistance Center is now open in Chico. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
People affected by the Park Fire filtered out the doors on Tuesday, carrying boxes of food and supplies. Residents recovering from the fire can connect face-to-face with dozens of nonprofit, religious, and government groups. Richard Yale is a former priest at St. John's Episcopal Church and works with several local resilience organizations.
I am just very glad for the interagency connection, governmental, religious organizations, philanthropic organizations have all come together and are working together for the well-being of our community and for those survivors who are here.
The center's given Marcus Wall Gray a breath of fresh air. He says his family's Cohasset home was destroyed by the Park Fire, and he's finding a lot of help here.
I haven't really known what to do. I've been sitting in my car since the 24th, you know, distressed and stressed and quite depressed. But coming here, you know, it's alleviated some of my, you know, tension.
Wall Gray says he had visited a handful of booths by mid-morning and had plans to stop by more. Residents can connect with the Department of Motor Vehicles, Butte County Development Services, PG&E, and many others. Breanne Meyer of Cohasset was affected by the Park Fire and the Camp Fire. She's found many of the people working tables here are also fire survivors.
It's nice to know that there's some people actually in there that they're helping and they know firsthand like what it's like. Like almost every station I feel like in there has somebody that was affected, you know, by the Camp Fire. And so that's really, really cool.
The center is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday until August 17th. A similar resource center is set to open in Tehama County on August 15th. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Spiritual leaders and clergy in Chico will be holding an event of prayer, song, and spiritual and emotional support for the Park Fire. The event is at 7 tonight at St. John Evangelist Episcopal Church. Organizers say the purpose is to provide a place for the community to express support for those affected by the fire and those responding. It will take place outside, and participants are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets. And the homelessness crisis has been made worse in the North State by destructive wildfires in the region like the Camp and Dixie fires, North Complex, and now the Park Fire. Organizations in the region say they're working to address the growing number of those facing homelessness.
We basically want to help as many people as we can, and we do that, you know, through providing wraparound support.
That's Asia Bird with True North Housing Alliance. She says the organization has a rapid rehousing program. She says the faster the program can intervene, the less likely a person is to become chronically homeless.
If they aren't eligible for our rapid rehousing program, we have collaborative community partnerships, and we will be getting them connected to other people to help cope and find housing and figure out their next steps.
Bird says the program is for anyone who is experiencing homelessness. She says that includes those who've lost a home in a wildfire. In other news, the Butte Democratic Party says it's opening its campaign 2024 Victory Headquarters with a celebration this Friday afternoon. It will include a ribbon cutting and speeches from local endorsed candidates. Party members are invited to attend at the new headquarters on East 5th Avenue. And finally, California put hundreds of millions worth of federal homelessness money at risk, according to a federal audit out this week. The new report blames chaotic and disorganized anti-fraud policies at the state's housing agency. CalMatters' Marisa Kendall explains.
California's Department of Housing and Community Development left nearly $320 million vulnerable to bad actors because the agency lacked adequate policies to prevent, detect, and respond to fraud, according to the audit. The audit comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, and the money was part of a big infusion of COVID relief funds. Despite finding multiple holes in the California agency's anti-fraud practices, the audit only provided one specific example of the agency mishandling an actual fraud threat. But another audit underway could uncover more details. In a response to HUD, officials at California's Department of Housing and Community Development pledged to improve its anti-fraud measures.
That was CalMatters' Marisa Kendall. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, August 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.